Hey, it's Abby Ferry with your safety news, and there's something that's been emailed to me, shared with me in direct messages, tagged and tweeted, and every other communication possible, and that's a news story about OSHA citations related to craft brewing operations. And so it reminded me of a study I did on my own, probably completely unscientific, but still researched with good methods and with good resources, from 2015, where here locally in Minneapolis and in the state of Minnesota, our craft brewing industry was hit pretty hard with OSHA inspections and citations. So back in 2015, and I narrowed it down to a period of July to October 2015, in which 10 Minnesota breweries were visited by Minnesota OSHA compliance officers. And there were 53 citations issued to these breweries during these 4 months. So it wasn't a formal sweep, but one could infer from those numbers and that concentration that it was definitely possibly a targeted sweep of that industry. And so the most popular citations for breweries at that time were Minnesota OSHA's Right to Know, which is our hazard communication standard in which workers need to be trained annually on the hazard communication program. And Minnesota OSHA just calls it the Right to Know standard. Also, in coupling with this, federal OSHA standard of hazard communication was also cited. So it was often one of those twofer situations in which the brewery was cited for Minnesota OSHA's Right to Know for the annual training and also for not having a program compliant with federal OSHA's hazard communication standard. Other citations that were popular for the breweries at that time were lockout, tagout, forklift operator training, and confined space. So identification of confined spaces, especially permit-required confined spaces, and then adequate procedures to control those hazards. And so at that time, there were $10,545 in penalties paid by Minnesota breweries for these OSHA violations. And so I just verified that because people have sent me this article about federal OSHA or craft breweries in the United States being cited by OSHA. So I thought I'd revisit my view of what happened here in Minnesota and see what's happened since 2015. And so I was able to see how some of these citations shook out. Everything's completed. So all total, it was $10,545 in penalties paid. Now, proposed violations or proposed penalties before formal and informal settlements was over $18,000. So pretty significant numbers there when you look at size and scope of these operations and the number of citations levied on some of the breweries. It was often smaller operations that received the most citations and the highest violation or penalty dollar amounts. So since 2015, in fact, since January 1st, 2016, there's only been 4 inspections of craft brewing operations in Minnesota, resulting in just one citation so far, because there's still one case related to an employee complaint that remains open, and so citations could be issued related to that inspection. So we're doing better in the state, and in my informal research on this, there's a strong craft brewers guild in the state, and what I noticed when I looked at the operations that received citations, that some of them aren't members of the state's craft brewers guild, and so I know from experience in the construction industry that is very valuable to be a part of industry associations and have access to pooled resources and often combined buying power of accessing such resources. So this could be one of those leading indicator types of things that could indicate safety culture or compliance just in this small survey size or small research size. So instead, I recommend that breweries spend their time and money on making sure they have a compliant Minnesota OSHA Aware program, because the citation that has been issued since 2016 is related to a brewing operation not having an Aware program. And if you're not in Minnesota, AWAIR is an acronym. It's AWAIR, and that stands for a Workplace Accident and Injury Reduction Program. So it's kind of like CalOSHA's IIPP that I'm very familiar with from earlier in my career. IIPP, as we know, stands for Injury Illness Prevention Program. So similar thing, just having a well-rounded, cohesive safety program. And in Minnesota, it's got to meet those AWARE program regulations. Also, spending time and money on having a hazard communication program. This is a must, especially for brewing operations with the types of chemicals and substances you could be dealing with. In Minnesota, right-to-know training on that HAZCOM program must be done every year for every employee. Forklift operator training, often the breweries, as you're moving more things around and heavier things around, you acquire forklifts and you own them or you rent them. And so either way, it's important that operators are trained and certified, and this must occur at least every 3 years. Also, take the time to evaluate your brewery for confined spaces. Look at the spaces that could be identified as permit spaces as well. And maybe it's operations that your employees don't need to be doing or that they need to have some special precautions taken before they do so. Also, develop lockout tagout procedures for all equipment. So anything that needs to be shut down and maintained, if you're hiring someone to maintain it or if you're doing it in-house or if there's adjustments that need to be made to equipment as you're working the canning line or bottling line or other automated processes, these all would require a lockout tagout program to make sure that power can be sufficiently turned off and other energy sources turned off and completely bled out before a worker could conduct any repair, adjustments, maintenance, things like that. And also, finally, I encourage some kind of trade association or industry association membership so that you can have access to safety and health training and other consultation resources, because often these operations, people are wearing multiple hats, and that's fine. People should be jacks of all trades in some cases, especially for smaller operations. But it's important to understand where you need to go to be able to seek out information about what's going on in your industry. Because sometimes when you're doing the business of brewing, you don't have time for much else. So an industry association membership could be money well spent so that you can understand what's going on and what impacts your business. So thanks again for listening, and check back for more safety news.